any time you go into Celtic Park and you come out with a one, whether that be in the kind of cup or National League or a championship game, you're always going to be happy. And as I said, it wasn't a complete performance, but I suppose it was a performance that has got us over the line, if we like using that word. And that's what it did. You know, there was very claustrophobic out there in terms of both teams and playing. We really had to take as many chances as we could, each team. And thankfully, I think maybe just in the start of the second half, in terms of getting the goal, in terms of getting a couple of points, we really, really needed them. I think it set us up. We needed every one of them points coming the end of the game.
And this is a big performance, a big result, because as you say, you were coming against the Division 1 league finalists. You know, you were under strength without Rory Kavanagh, lost Neil Gallagher and Martin McElhinney before the game as well. So, you know, this says a lot about Donegal.
Ah, come here, whatever it says about us, there's enough said about us, you know, in the lead into us. So whatever it says about us now, I'm not too sure, but we can't control that again. We can never control it. And as I say, all we just keep doing is keep our head down and keep pushing on. As I say, we had a big result last year in terms of beating Tyrone in the first round. You know, just say one game doesn't make your summer, you know, and we have to be very, very aware of that, which we are. And as I say, we just move forward to the next game.
We felt the best strategy would be to maybe try and share the game time between Christie and Martin, and we felt that the best way to be competitive in the first half was to supplement the middle of the park with Michael in it. And then we were also playing against the breeze in the first half, and then when we got the second half, you know, we got a bit of control in the game and we were able to take Martin into it, and that afforded us the opportunity to put Michael inside. We got the chance to let some early ball in, so yeah, that worked well, and we got good runners off it. And maybe in the first half, the one criticism was that, you know, we did have some good attacks and we probably had a couple of goal chances and stuff, but we could have had more runners and more support play at certain periods. But, you know, I'm not going to be critical of the players. They've given it absolutely everything. Derry came in here, you know, as favourites, and obviously rightly so, on the back of their league campaign, and they came in with a lot of confidence, Tom, and that was the big one. And they played like a team that had a lot of confidence and that were going to bring the challenge to us. But I thought our boys dealt with it well.
Set back, I suppose, and let Derry come at you in the first half, 6-4 at half time. You'd have been happy enough with that.
Ah, yeah, but listen, we missed a lot of chances. That's what I remember from the first half, that a lot of chances dropped short. There was a goal chance there, and we could have been in level. But listen, we had elements in the second half. We had a good breeze there, so we'd have been happy enough at 6-4.
And really came out and blitzed them, I suppose, in the first 10 minutes, and won it in the first 10 minutes.
Ah, yeah. We should have pushed on after them first 10 minutes. Now, it's something that we need to look at now, but we're happy enough just to get over Derry today.
Yeah. I know managers are often criticised, and you've got your criticism as well for maybe tactically not getting it right. Very few occasions, but you got it spot on today, didn't you?
Well, some days things work and some days it don't. If there was a couple of late goals there, maybe you wouldn't be saying the same thing, you know, but the bottom line is, Tom, it's not about that. It's about trying to get through to the next round of the championship. We're delighted for the group of players. We're delighted for the people of Donegal, and, you know, hopefully the supporters now will come and support the team, and it'll be a great occasion the next day, and enjoy the summer and try and make the summer as long as possible.
Is it too early to be talking about an Ulster title?
We never, ever, ever talk about anything other than the opposition for the next game, and that has been the bedrock of everything we've done for the last 4 years, and we never will either. And the only thing that we were talking about was Derry, and that will move now very quickly to Fermanagh or Antrim, and we will put our full focus and our full efforts into that, and hopefully in 4 weeks' time, you know, we can get over the line there.